Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Good afternoon. A couple aged 78 and 58 have died in a horror car crash after their Ferrari skidded off the road and plunged into a river. The pair, who were driving with UK number plates and are reported to be British, were found on Saturday by rescuers in Boca de Urgrano in northern Spain. Images show the black Ferrari 448's remains lying in the Uso River. They were reportedly part of a large envoy of around 20 other Ferrari owners taking part in a rally. The group had arrived in Ley on the day before the crash. Emergency workers were forced to hack their way through thick plants and debris on the riverside before they could reach the car. The mission to recover the bodies took more than 6 hours. Local media outlets said the couple were driving along the scenic N621 highway prior to the accident. A fire broke out in a wooded area on the Orihuela Costa yesterday afternoon, requiring the evacuation of some 50 individuals from their homes. The Provincial Fire Consortium was notified of the blaze at around 6 p.m. Local, regional police, the Guardia Civil, forestry officers and civil protection were also called to the scene. The fire was stabilised at around 8:40 p.m. and brought under full control just under 11. The Orihuela City Council opened the Municipal Sports Centre as a shelter for evacuated residents. The government is gearing up to tighten laws on e-cigarettes. From public bans to hefty fines, the changes are sparking heated debates among smokers, health buffs and bar owners. With 15% of adults vaping regularly, double the rate from 2020, the stakes are high. The Health Ministry, led by Minister Monica Garcia, is pushing a sweeping anti-vaping plan expected to roll out later this year. There's talk of banning vaping in public places like restaurant terraces, beaches and queues at bus stops. The ministry is also eyeing plain packaging for vape products, stripping away flashy designs that lure teenagers. Flavoured vapes could be banned as they're blamed for hooking kids. Disposable vapes also face an outright ban to cut environmental waste. Bar owners, however, feel the ban will drive customers away, and the hospitality sector is lobbying for exemptions. And a seaside hotspot has been crowned as the country's happiest town. The results come from a YouGov study commissioned by the sugar producer Azucarera to discover the happiest towns. Top of the list is Chipiona in Cadiz. Although Chipiona is a popular holiday destination among Spanish tourists, it's not so well known by international visitors. And the town isn't the only seaside resort to be named among Spain's happiest places to live. Near her comes third on the list, Benalmádena and Majaca are also the other seaside towns to rank in the top 10. Ronda comes in second on that list. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.